Good afternoon, Exotic Vet. This is Emily. That's okay. So I won't be able to get you in this afternoon because we close, but I can do tomorrow. Oh, okay. And what's going on with your bird? Right. Yeah, okay. I'm so sorry you've had that experience. It's really awful. Look, my main concern is that if it is a heavy metal poison, like, or heavy metal concern, even if that may not exactly, you know, be the case as per se, but it's better to get it seen to and sorted sooner, because the longer we leave these things, the worse condition the bird is, especially as well if it is a pain related thing. But also, yeah, just sometimes the longer we leave these things, the worse the outcome can be, and our window of opportunity to be able to actually turn them around, it becomes less and less. Yeah, okay. Yes, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the radiograph is a good step, because if there is a fracture even, or anything like that, that's indicating, you know, that he's painful. But yeah, absolutely. We've got all the we've got the equipment and everything here. Look, the consult and the radiographs would probably be our first step, considering all the blood work and everything's all done. Our consultation is $179, and the radiographs, depending on what sort of bird is he, sorry? Cockatoo, yeah, okay. So it just depends on the nature of whatever the suspicion is, whether we can do it conscious or under anesthetic. If he needs to be put under anesthetic, for the anesthetic and the three x-rays, you're looking at about $540 on top of the $179 for the consultation. Alrighty. Yeah, I do. I do have Dr. Brock doesn't work Friday, but I can get you in with Dr. Vanessa, who's our she's our other avian specialist here. So Yeah. I can do the afternoon. She does have availabilities. I understand that you are financially strapped, but it's just one of those things. I would not leave it until the end of the week, especially Friday afternoon. Yeah. Yep. Thank you. Yeah. 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 Yes. Yeah, no, I completely understand. It's just in regards to just from our side of things, leaving it until Friday afternoon leaves it a bit strapped for us in regards to if we, you know, further work up and how his condition is going to be by then as well. We can still do it. Yeah, I can do. Yeah. I know that it's a very stressful time for you at the moment, and I don't mean to put any more pressure on you. I don't want him to be worse off when we see him. Yeah. No, it's a very emotive time. Yeah. Now, look, I can get you in at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. Wonderful. Now, I'll just grab your details because we haven't seen you before, have we? All right, that's all good. What was your first name? And your surname? What's your best contact email? Yep. And the number you're calling from, is this your best contact? Oh. Hang on a second. Something's just popped up on my... Let's have a look here. I don't know why it's doing that. So I just worked with your email address. It's jessie.lee.charles.com.au. No. It's not letting me use that one for some reason. It's not at, like, Gmail or anything like that? No, okay. What I might get you to do is send us an email, because that's how our reminders are generated. And because it's not recognizing your email for whatever reason, it's probably just having a fit. I just need, you to shoot us an email. That's the one. And now, what is your home address? Yep. Ah, beautiful. You're not too far. Alrighty. Now, let's have a look here. And what is your cockatiel's name? Cheeky. Perfect. Yeah, Cheeky, male or female? Yep, and how old is he? Alrighty. Yep, and what color is he? Perfect. Is he, like, Latino, or, like, is yellow all over? Oh, is he, like, the yellow-grey, like, the normal sort of... Yep. Wonderful. Alrighty. So, you send me an email, because then I can email you a questionnaire, and when you pick him up, or when you speak to the other vets next, can you just get them to send the history over to us and just let them know that you've got an appointment on Wednesday so that way they can hopefully get it to us in time. Alrighty? No, it's okay. All right, we'll see you at 11 o'clock on Wednesday and hopefully everything goes all well for you between now and then, all right? That's okay. Bye.